I'm Jeffrey Freiman Weyer, and this is the State of the Arts on KDFC. The concerto, which Lou Harrison wrote in the mid-1980s for pianist Keith Jarrett, brings together traditional Indonesian and Western medieval and Baroque music in a way that ends up sounding American.
It's such a great concerto, and it has all the satisfaction of, dare I say it, the Brahms' first piano concerto. I mean, it's an incredibly satisfying piece to listen to and to play, and yet it's not performed very often at all.
Sarah Cahill says in the first solo piano part of the concerto, you can clearly hear the Indonesian gamelan.
The second movement is called Stampede, but not like the cattle stampede. Lou Harrison loved medieval music and Baroque music. This is from the estampie, a medieval dance form.
This movement requires the use of an octave-wide cluster bar, a felt-covered piece of wood that allows all the keys underneath it to play together as one chord.
Lou Harrison's music is all about melody, and this is also a dance, so it's not about crashing just all over the place, you know, chaotically.
The third movement is a lovely largo.
And then the fourth movement is a lively allegro that comes from the Indian form, the jalas, which has a repeated note and a melody kind of spinning out around the repeated note, a sort of drone in a way.
The piano is also going to be using a special Baroque tuning called Kernberger II, which would have been familiar to Bach, but adds to the exotic feeling of the concerto. And that's the State of the Arts on Classical KDFC.